So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara says, Itmar, Sicha Chagabe Echsad Yeshesh La Betzimin Kshera. All agree that the sukkah is kosher, because the columns are considered a wall, based on Lavan. However, She'en La Betzimin, if there are no columns, there's a machlekes. Abaye Amma Kshera, Arminim Pitika Yerid Besaisim, Rav Amma Psula, Lo Yerminim Pitika Yerid Besaisim. The Gemara asks, according to Abaye, why the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Min Aleph said, and doesn't utilize pitikur yerid v'saisim. The Gemara answers, kishehishves kiruyah. The Mishnah is speaking of a case where the schach was put flush with the edge of the roof. Since it's not visible, we cannot utilize pitikur yerid v'saisim. Whereas in the case of Abaya, the ends of the schach were placed on the roof, and the roof's edge is visible inside the sukkah. Therefore, we can utilize pitikur yerid v'saisim. The above version of the machlekes was learned in Surah. In Pumbadisa, they learned it as follows. If someone placed schach across the porches of a courtyard, and there were no columns, everyone agrees that it's possible. We do not apply pitik or yerid b'seisim in this case. Because the roofs were not made for the courtyard, but for the porches. Yesh la b'tzimin, if there are columns, we have a machlekes. Abaye o mekashera, amin and lovet. Rav am a psula, lo amin and lovet. Abaye says the sukkah is kosher, since the columns are within three tefachim of each other, and lavad applies even where lav lahoche avidi, because lavad is halachically considered stimim al yasa, an actual wall. Rava says it's possible, because even lavad does not apply where lav lahoche avidi. The Gemara concludes, v'hilchasa kalish nekama. The halacha follows the first version of Rava's opinion. The sukkah is only kosher if it's surrounded by columns that are within three tefachim of each other. Because love it applies even where lav lahoche avidi. If there are no columns, the sukkah is possible, because pi tikka yerid b'seisim does not apply where lav lahoche avidi. The Gemara proceeds with another halacha side in the braisa. Pesel hayetze min ha-sukkah nidin kesukkah. Schach that goes out of the sukkah is considered part of the sukkah. There are four explanations of this statement. Amar ula, kanim hayetzim la'chari ha-sukkah. Reeds of schach that extend behind the sukkah, which creates a separate valid sukkah, provided that it has shlosh tefanis, three walls, hechsher sukkah, and a minimum area of 7x7 tefachim, and tzilasim rubim chamasa, more shade than sunlight. Although this seems obvious, the Gemara explains, ma'av detem ho'il b'legavoy avidi, v'levroi le'avidi, emoloi, kamash malan. We might have thought that since the walls were initially made for the inside of the main sukkah, the walls cannot be used for the secondary sukkah. The Parsha teaches that this is not the case. Rabbi v'Rav Yosef Amar Tavayu, Hocha b'kanam hayetzim lefnim min ha-sukkah, u'mashcha v'az lochad d'deif madayu. The reeds protrude in the front of the main sukkah, and one of the main walls extends along with them. Ma'av d'teim ho'les b'hechsher sukkah k'mash malan. We might have thought that this area cannot be considered a kosher sukkah, because it does not have the required walls. Therefore, the Brisa teaches that this area is not separate, but part of the sukkah which has three walls. Rashi adds, "V'havik kishtam kilchasan v'shlisha sevel atefach delay mimshecha ad haravias ukshera." Rabbi B'chana Amar B'yechanan, "Loi nitzrucha elu sukkah sheruba tzilasim rubim chamasa u'mi'uta chamasim rubim tzilasa." Most of the sukkah has more shade than sunlight, but part of it has more sunlight than shade. Ma'ad etem metivs l'bahach purta k'mash malan. We might have thought this part invalidates the entire sukkah. Therefore, the Braisa teaches that this is not the case. The phrase hayetzim in a sukkah means the section with too much sunlight is not within the standards of a valid sukkah. The final explanation, Reb Oishi Amar, le'nitzcha el eschach pasal pachas mishleisha b'sukkah gitano. The verse is teaching that invalid schach that is less than 3 tefachim wide does not invalidate a small sukkah of 7x7 tefachim. The phrase hayetzim in a sukkah refers to the invalid schach which departs from the laws of sukkah. The Gemara points out that in our case of schach pasal pachas mishleisha b'sukkah ketano, mitzdarif v'yishenim tachta, the invalid schach combines with the valid schach, and one may sleep underneath it. Whereas aver pachas mishleisha tvachim b'sukkah ketano, mitzdarif v'ein yishenim tachta, the empty space indeed combines with the valid schach to make the overall sukkah kosher, but one may not sleep under it. Zok the Mishnah, ha'itzah sukkasa kemin tzrif, oyi shesamcha l'kaisel, someone makes his sukkah like a cone-shaped hut, or he leans schach against a wall as a sukkah. Both cases are possible according to Rabbi Yezer, because there's no real roof. The Chum say both cases are kosher, because shipui ayhalim ka'alim dami, an angled roof is still a roof. Rashi explains that Rabbi Eliezer holds shipui ayhalim lav ka'alim damu. A braisa clarifies Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. In either case, if he raised the hut or the schacha tefach off the ground, or distanced the schacha tefach from the wall, it's valid because there is a recognizable roof and wall. The Gemara relates an incident similar to our case. Abaye saw Rav Yosef lying on the kila, a canopy bed, in the sukkah. He assumed that Rav Yosef is following Rabbi Eliezer, that the slanted roof of the kila is not considered a valid roof, and therefore it does not prevent him from fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah. Abaye asked, Shavkes Rabbanu v'Avdis k'Rabbi Eliezer? You've abandoned the opinion of the Chacham and ruled like Rabbi Eliezer? Rav Yosef answered that he found a braisa that taught the opposite. Rabbi Eliezer said that a sukkah with a slanted roof is valid, and the Chacham say it's not valid. According to the braisa, Rav Yosef is following the Chachamim. Abaye asked further, Shavkes masnitin v'avdis k'braisa? You have abandoned the Mishnah and followed the braisa? Rav Yosef answered that the opinion in the Mishnah regarding what Rabbi Eliezer said is the opinion of only one Tana, Rabbi Nosson. However, the braisa is the opinion of the Chachamim that it is Rabbi Eliezer who holds that the sloping roof and the hot sukkah are valid because it's considered a roof, and the Chacham hold that they are not valid because it's not considered a roof. Therefore, I am following Chachamim according to the braisa. Zok the Mishnah. Machzelis kanim gedoyla, a large reed mat. Asa l'shchiva mekabelis tuma ve'imasachim ba. If it was made for the purpose of reclining, it is a kli, and mekabel tuma, it can become tummy, and therefore cannot be used as schach. L'sichuch mesachim ba ve'in mekabelis tuma. If it was made for the purpose of schach, it is not a kli. Therefore, it can be used as schach, and it is not mekabel tuma. Whether the mat is large or small, if it was made for reclining, it is mekabel tuma and cannot be used as schach. If it was made for schach, we may use it as schach and it is not mekabel tuma. The Gemara explains. Of course, if the mat was made for a specific purpose, its designation is based on that purpose. The question is if it was made stama for no specific purpose. What is its presumed use? Is it stama l'shchiva, a kli, and therefore mekabelas tuma ve'imasachim ba, or stama l'sichuch, not a kli, and therefore misachim ba ve'in mekabelas tuma? After extensive discussion, Rav Papa concludes on the next daf, b'ktana kuli amud loy pligi, de stama l'shchiva. All agree that a small mat is presumed to be used for reclining. Ki pligi b'gedoyla, tanakama sabr stam gedoyla l'sichuch, Rav Eliezer sabr stam gedoyla nami l'shchiva. The machlikas is regarding a large mat. The Tanakama holds it's presumed to be used for schach, and therefore kosher. Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's presumed to be used for reclining, and therefore pasul.